This is the High School Football America podcast for May the 1st, 2024. I'm Jeff Fisher. The High School Football America podcast is brought to you by GameStrat, America's premier sideline instant replay system with outstanding reliability. It has faster speed than Huddle Sideline, and GameStrat has awesome customer service. And they have different plans priced right for every coach's budget. Over 500 coaches have made the switch. And they're bragging about it, too. You should go to the GameStrat website to learn more. That's GameStrat.com. If you mention High School Football America when you contact the fine folks there, they'll give you a High School Football America friends and family discount. Now, to get that demo, go to GameStrat.com, or you can click on the GameStrat banner ad located on every page of HighSchoolFootballAmerica.com. Well, it's been several days since the end of the NFL Draft 2024 version. And High School Football America continues to give coverage to the event. Of course, we went pick by pick throughout the draft on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, where everybody played high school football. So many wonderful stories, so many dreams coming true. And Dylan Lauby at West Hampton Beach, Long Island. Man, did he have a dream come true. When he was a senior there back in 2017, zero stars, no stars, however you want to say it, no college program except for New Hampshire wanted him, and that's where he went and played his college football and worked his butt off to the point where in round six, pick number 206 overall, the Las Vegas Raiders drafted Lauby and his head coach at West Hampton Beach on Long Island in New York. And the current head coach at West Hampton Beach High School, Brian Schamlaffel, is going to join me here. I'm sure there's a big old smile still on his face. He was the offensive coordinator back then. He's now the head coach of the program. And he joins me right now to talk about Dylan back then and, you know, just all the enjoyment that the community's getting out of him being picked by the Las Vegas Raiders. Thanks for taking the time, Coach.
Thank you very much for having me.
Take us back then. I know you can't project 6 years into the future and say, oh, yeah, he's going to be playing for the Raiders and picked by the Raiders. But what do you remember about Dylan?
Well, Dylan's one of our greatest sons at West Hampton Beach, and he had a great career for us. And he's kind of like a legend in our small little community. And we're out in the east end of Long Island, and we're a small little high school, and he's made a big name for himself. And we won the Long Island Championship in 2017, and he was probably the biggest part of it. And we knew early on, probably since when he was before middle school, that he was going to be a special player for us. And we brought him up as a freshman to the, I'm sorry, as an eighth grader to the JV. And as a freshman, we brought him up on the varsity, and we could tell right away he was going to be a special player for us.
Let's put some high school numbers into the conversation. Nearly 6,500 yards rushing for his career, 120 total touchdowns, 47 of those coming as a senior. We've heard about how good he is about catching the ball out of the backfield, 64 receptions there, five touchdowns via kickoff return. We hear that he's a special teams player, special teams player, if you will. Wait, Coach, I know it's been a while, but when you hear those numbers, you know, what comes to your mind? Put it in perspective for the people of what he accomplished during his career there.
Well, we never had a running back or an offensive player, for that matter, as dynamic as him. And, he was just a game changer. And he was something special to watch. And we got great crowds throughout his years as a member of our team, because you never knew what was going to happen during the game. And he was a highlight film waiting to happen. And you mentioned his receiving. And we knew we had something special. When he was a freshman, he actually led the team with 25 catches that season. We did a lot of things that New Hampshire did with him, put him out in the slot and throw him quick little screens. And he's pretty dynamic whenever he gets a chance to put the ball in his hands.
Talking West Hampton Beach High School football out on Long Island in New York with Brian Schamlaffel, the head coach there. And he was the offensive coordinator when Dylan Lauby was the all-purpose running back, who is now the all-purpose running back for the Las Vegas Raiders. Coach, I got to imagine, I saw all the publicity leading up to this, but I got to imagine, we knew he was going to be drafted, but what was it like for you personally when you got to hear his name called?
Well, you know, I actually saw his picture on the screen before I heard his name. and I'm, you know, I'm following the draft, and I'm doing some other stuff around the house, and I look up and I see him, and I was like, holy cow, he just got drafted. And then later in the rounds, they kind of catch up to some of the rounds that already been picked. Right. And, you know, we cranked up the volume on the television, and, we heard him speak about him, and it was just a great experience. And, you know, I know I speak for our, the coaching staff that was around, Coach Parry, Bill Parry, who was the head coach at the time in 2017. I was the offensive coordinator. We've been texting back and forth, and, you know, we're just really excited, and the community's really, really, really excited to have this.
I saw one of the interviews he did right after being picked. It was, you know, just, he was just so, you know, just pumped about, you know, what he's been able to accomplish, and, you know, talking about the chip on his shoulder with that zero star and all that. But I guess no one better than you and or other members of that staff to ask the question of what type of ball player, what type of human being, what type of man are the Raiders getting in Dylan?
Well, we might be biased, but they're getting a special kid. You know, no one's going to outwork Dylan. No one's going to prepare harder than him. And, you know, I've said in a couple of interviews that, you know, you know when you're going to have a good team when your best player is the hardest worker. And Dylan was by far the hardest worker. And even he's going to the NFL level, I can guarantee you that there's no one that's going to work harder for him and is going to push himself harder and demand the best for himself. I'm really excited, and he's going to do a great job there.
You know, one of the things I saw in the interview that the Raiders had him up with all the media around the country on, and of course they talked about this leading up to the draft and all that, is, you know, a special teams player, the changes in the kickoff rules this year at the NFL level, that he may be a perfect fit there. But it was amazing when he was on that interview how much he talked and smiled about special teams, which, you know, for some people may go, really? He's like just jacked up about special teams? Did you know back then that he kind of liked all aspects of the game and one day could be, you know, a very special teams guy in the NFL?
Oh, sure. You know, and we used to have during the game, we'd put him back on kickoff, and they would kick the ball to him and he would return it for a touchdown or 50 yards. And you'd hear the coach screaming on the other side, "We told you, don't kick it to him, kick it into the ground, kick it out of bounds, just don't kick it to Lauby." And, you know, high school kids, they don't always listen or they're not very accurate. Sure enough, they kick it to him and he'd take it to the house. But that's the type of kid Dylan is. Dylan's a team first type of kid. He wants to help the team in any way that it can. And if it's special teams, he's all on board.
And you mentioned this early on about the small town, and we've had you on the podcast before. You've explained it before, but put it in perspective. You're on Long Island there, outside of Manhattan, you know, on the Big Island there. And, you know, I've read a lot about it. You know, we caught up a little, like I said, 3 years ago. But explain to the listeners around the country what kind of unique community that you reside in there and Dylan's coming out of.
Well, like you mentioned, we're about probably about 70 and 80 miles from Manhattan, from New York City. But, you know, we pride ourselves in our small town football. And I'd like to think that our coaching staff and our community and our school, we take football pretty serious. And we put a lot into it. And, you know, it's really, really kicked off with Dylan. And it's really given us a jump, you know, for getting our name out there and within Long Island itself. And it's really put us on the map. And our kids really look up to Dylan. And, you know, everybody talks about Dylan. We're really proud of him.
And Coach, you were telling me offline that, you know, one of the things that Dylan's doing right now, he's partnering up with something that he's been dealing with all of his life. Tell the folks around the country what Dylan's doing as far as a little give back.
Sure. Well, what Dylan has struggled his whole life with a speech impediment where he stutters when he speaks, and he has paired up with Athletes for Hope. And that's an organization that he connected with at the Senior Bowl. And he's really excited that possibly he could be a role model for kids who stutter and maybe an inspiration, because that's not always easy. And, you know, Dylan has expressed, you know, during his whole pre-draft time that he's had to do a lot of interviews. And I know he's worked really hard to overcome that. And he's hoping that possibly he could be an inspiration for other children and other athletes that also struggle with that.
And I have no doubt he's going to make a difference in some kids' lives as he lets them know what he's been able to go through. And he's also making an impact, obviously, on probably the 2024 football team, because I know what coaches do, right? You look for every little lever that you can hit and pull on to get that leverage and inspire and get the team to reach down and dig deeper than they ever thought they could. How do you take this awesome news that's happened over the last couple of days here and use it with your 2024 team to get them ready for, you know, the summer workouts and into fall camp and all that? How do you leverage the Dylan story with these kids?
Well, we talk about it all the time, and we talk about the work ethic that Dylan had, and we would have summer workouts, and we would start our summer workouts at 7 a.m., but he was there at 6 a.m., put in an hour before even the team was required. So we're always referencing Dylan and all the great players that we've had in the past, but especially Dylan, how much he grinded, and he had a goal, and he put his mind to it, and he was gritty about it, and resilient, and just did whatever it takes to take it to that next level. So absolutely, we're pushing that mindset and bringing up the tradition that he kind of brought with us since he was with us in 2017.
And since this is High School Football America and spring ball, where we are in the South right now, is in full-fledged going at it. I know that probably makes you feel bad. You probably love a little spring ball right now. But tell me a little bit about what you're doing in the offseason. What do you expect out of this year's team?
Well, we had a great senior class last year. We graduated 19 seniors. We only returned one starter, but we're still excited. Our current junior class, soon to be seniors, are really excited. You know, they're really taking the mentality that this is their time, and they're going to push forward, and nobody's thinking about what they could do. A little bit of underdog on them, so we're really excited. We're still in baseball and lacrosse season, and lacrosse season's really popular in Long Island. So, but I already told them, well, once lacrosse season's over, playoffs are over, it's football time, and we're getting ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, I remember talking to you before. You're a big multi-sport guy, right? You're not one that's saying, hey, don't play other sports. You love pushing the kids. The next one, I think Dylan played lacrosse, right? Did I read that somewhere?
Yep. Dylan was a great lacrosse player, and he was a starter on the lacrosse team since his freshman year.
And last but not least, I'm going to have you put on your ambassador hat here. It's been a while since you've been on, and you know the Catholic League there, the Cardinal Hayes in the city, and the Iona Preps outside in Yonkers and Stepanek, and you know there have been some others that have gotten into our national rankings lately. So people have started to learn a little bit about that. But why don't you put on the ambassador hat for Long Island football and talk a little bit about it, educate the people around the country.
Well, you know, I think you're speaking the truth a little bit. You know, I don't think Long Island has been known for our hotbed of high school football. But like I said earlier, you know, we take football pretty serious, and our kids work hard, and our kids are really dedicated, and we like to think we play pretty good football in Long Island too. And we've had some great players come out of Long Island. Three players were drafted in this past draft, and you know, we're trying to put Long Island on the map a little bit more and more.
Coach, appreciate it. Congratulations. I can't imagine. I got to believe the whole town is smiling ear to ear, and that's going to be a while before that goes off, probably right up until the first game of 2024, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Thanks for joining me tonight.
Thank you very much for having me.
And don't forget to check out High School Football America today for some of the latest news from around the country. Big news in Missouri and North Carolina today. North Carolina is going to grow from 4 classifications to 8 in 2025. And Missouri, it's moving its state championships away from the University of Mizzou, going to Missouri Western, outside of Kansas City. That and more when you go to highschoolfootballamerica.com. Remember, High School Football America is completely free. Well, it is the land of the free here in America, isn't it? We do not require a subscription or just signing up for something that we can email you on. It's just free content that you can enjoy. We're here for the High School Football America fans. And the High School Football America podcast is brought to you by NFL Play Football. Hey, coaches, don't forget to check out playfootball.nfl.com. For some great resources to help you improve in the coaching profession. That's today's High School Football America podcast. I'm Jeff Fisher.